This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim is progressing smoothly. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and 32 seats in Sikkim was held simultaneously on the 19th of April, along with the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections. The trends available so far show that the BJP is maintaining its lead in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha is heading towards landslide victory in Sikkim. In Arunachal Pradesh, results have been declared for 25 seats so far, out of which BJP has won 24 seats and National People's Party and Independents have bagged one seat each. Latest trends available for 32 seats show so far, Bharatiya Janata Party BJP is leading in 22, National People's Party ahead in 4 seats, Nationalist Congress Party in 3, People's Party of Arunachal in 2 seats and Independent in 1 seat. BJP has already secured victory in 10 seats. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main. In Sikkim, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha has won 13 seats, the results of which have been declared. According to the latest trend for 19 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM is ahead on 18 seats. Sikkim Democratic Front SDF has maintained the lead in 1 seat. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from Renok constituency while he is leading in Soreng Chakung seat. Former Chief Minister and SDF President Pawan Kumar Chamling is trailing from both Poklok Kamrang and Namchebang seats. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti is leading in Aithang constituency. Congress has rejected the exit poll figures for the Lok Sabha elections issued by several private TV news channels and other agencies yesterday. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh has called the exit poll as completely bogus. He reiterated that the INDIA bloc is going to get a minimum of 295 seats. Mr. Ramesh said all party leaders conducted a state-wise analysis and concluded that the INDIA bloc will secure 295 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold 7 meetings today. The meetings will be held on a wide range of topics. Sources said the first meeting is to be held to review the post-cyclone situation, especially in the states of the northeast. Then, Mr. Modi will hold a meeting to review the heat wave situation in the country. He will also hold a meeting to review the preparations to celebrate World Environment Day on a large scale. A long brainstorming session to review the agenda for the 100-day program will also be held by Mr. Modi. India Today dispatched humanitarian assistance to Cuba. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, said that a consignment of 90 tons of 9 made-in-India active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, left Mundra port for Cuba. He said that the APIs will support the manufacture of essential medicines. Mr. Jaiswal stressed that the assistance reaffirms India's role as the pharmacy of the world and underlines our commitment between the two nations, India and Cuba. In Punjab, 2 goods trains collided near New Sarhind railway station in Fatehgarh Sahib district on Ludhiana-Ambala main track in the wee hours today. 2 drivers of these trains were injured and are stated to be serious. Both of them have been admitted in Patiala Hospital. According to sources, Roper-bound goods train was stationed on the track and another goods train hit it from the back. The engine of one of the goods train overturned on the adjoining track. The track has been severely damaged and authorities are trying to repair the track on war footing. The ICC T20 World Cup 2024, being jointly hosted by the USA and the West Indies, got underway in USA today. Co-hosts USA defeated Canada by 7 wickets in the opening match at Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas. After being asked to bat first, Canada scored 194 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.